Okay, welcome back to Little Falls Community High School.
Wrestling for the Pioneers, Reese Kapsner. Luke Polarski.
And Aiken will send out their six-pounder. It's Luke Polarski. Underway.
For the Flyers, Leo Wilson.
Aiken Pierce, big duel in Section 7A here. Both teams won their first round here at the Little Falls Quad tonight. Pierce over Bertha Hewitt Verndale, 62-15. Aiken over Little Falls, 39-29. Underway. Kapsner shoots in, attacking the legs of Polarski. Driving him and up the mat.
120 pounds wrestling for the Raiders.
No score. 33 seconds in. Pioneers are wearing red Aiken and black singlets. Here's a single by Kapsner. He's going to get two. 2 points and near fall for Reese. Kapsner now throws a headlock on, trying to pin him. Kapsner's going to tighten it up here with a minute and 8 seconds left. Kapsner with a good headlock on. Reese Kapsner with the pin, 103. Good start for the Pioneers as Kapsner earns his second pin of the night.
6 pounds, winner by pin for the Pioneers.
A 57-second pin for Reese Kapsner to get things started tonight. And Pierce takes the 6-0 lead. Jake Andries now checks in.
On mat number two, at 113 pounds, wrestling for the Pioneers, Jake Andries.
We'd like to see
Silas Berg
here for the Gobblers. And we're underway. Andries and Berg. No score. Flyers already up 18-0 on Bertha Hewitt Verndale. That took all of about a minute and a half for the Flyers to do that. Here's a drive in, blocked nicely by Berg. And Andries backs away, and they come back to the middle of the mat. They're on mat two, the same mat that the Pioneers just wrestled the Raiders of Bertha Hewitt Verndale on. Shot in by Berg, and Berg will elevate Andries now, tilt him up, pop the head out, and Berg will get two here. Not yet, though, as Andries able to counter this. Jake with a pin tonight. Berg in on the leg of Andries. Andries sprawling back. Now they're close to the edge, right in front of the Aiken bench down in front of us here. 1 minute gone by in period one, and a stalemate is called. Stalemate called. And back to the middle. They start on their feet. And Andries pawing at the head of Berg. Berg reaches in. Brief hookup and separate again. Now they come together as Andries grabs the right leg, lifts it up. Berg tries to counter. He's got the headlock on, but Jake with a little better positioning now hooks that leg. If he gets that head out, he'll get two. But Berg reaching back. Berg, though, still countering, and good job, Silas Berg. Berg preventing the takedown there by maintaining control of the head. 28 seconds left. Scoreless first period here between Andries and Berg. Shot in by Berg, blocked by Jake Andries. Reese Kapsner opening the match with a pin in 53 seconds. Final 10 as they cautiously circle each other. Jake thinks about a shot, backs off it. 4 seconds left. Looks like it'll be a scoreless first for Berg and Andries. And there's the tap of the referee, and it's 0-0 after one. Berg is down in the referee's position to start period two. Andries riding. Neither of these young men ranked. Andries and Berg snapped down to the mat by Jake Andries. Jake had a tech fall last night against Holding Ford and had a pin today. And he lost to second-ranked Nissen of Black Duck last night, but he only lost 12-4. Matter of fact, he had a takedown in the final 30 seconds to cut it to 11-4, but then an escape by Neeson put it back to a major. That was maybe his best match last night was that one against Neeson. There's a scramble. Berg grabs the leg. Now he's facing into Jake, coming around into better position, but Jake counters that, pushes down on the head of Berg. Berg still sucking in on that right leg of Jake Andries with a minute 15 to go. 6-0 and a stalemate is called. These two guys countering each other pretty well here. Just when Berg thinks he's got something going, Jake's got an answer defensively, and likewise Berg, same thing when Jake. Here's a roll attempt by Berg, but Jake goes along for the ride, and he stays in control. Now he's got Berg underneath, belly to the mat. Now Berg to his knees, off to his right hip, now kneeling up. Throws the leg in, does Jake Andries. 57 seconds left. Second period. Andries riding here on Berg. Pierce and Aitken here in this second of three duels tonight. Still underneath. And we get a stall. I think that's on Jake. Restart with 38 seconds remaining. Scoreless yet. Who will get the first point here? We're in the second. Pierce leading Aitken after a first period pin from Reese Kapsner. Now Jake almost trying to crank this over. But again, preventing it is Berg by grabbing the left leg of Jake Andries. Now Berg drives forward. Jake grabs the ankle, trying to tilt him. Boy, this is an interesting match here for a scoreless battle. 8 seconds left. Berg now trying to get up and at least get an escape. Jake getting a little high on the back. Berg rolling, scrambling, timeout in the second. Good flurry at the end there. But we've wrestled 4 minutes and had no points scored. And starting period three, Jake Andries will be in the down position. So escape from here gets him a point, and he's going to get a caution. Caution on Jake. So the first caution must have been on Berg. So that's one apiece. No, that was a stall, not a caution on the start. So now Jake to his feet, trying to free hands. Berg will horse him back down to the mat. Jake sitting back into Silas Berg, pushing back. 15 seconds into the third. Berg with his right hand around the waist now grabs for the left wrist of Jake Andries, who now comes to his knees and palms to the mat. Jake bridging up. Careful, there's a possible headlock here possible for Andries. He's coming around on a switch, and he caught him in it. He's got Berg to his back. He's going to get a reverse, and he's going to get near fall points, and still a ton of time left in the third. A minute 18 to go. Big switch there for Jake Andries. And how patient can Jake be? You don't want to get in a rush and get anxious here. All the energy expended has got to come from the guy underneath just trying to stay off his back. Berg on his back got caught and rolled over by Jake Andries. This would be a big one for the Pioneers here. Jake tightening it up even further. 50 seconds. Now he switches to a headlock. Referee down and looking. It's going to be at least 5-0. Berg corkscrew down on the mat trying to bridge. 38 on the clock and counting third period. Andries with that headlock still tight. Trying to squeeze now. Now when you can start to get a little more aggressive with that headlock. 27. Referee's looking. Berg switching side to side. And there's the pin. 21 seconds left. Big pin, Jake Andries, and the Pioneers are off to a 12-0 start.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Okay, we are back at Little Falls, and welcome back to senior captain Cole Brousen, who makes his first appearance since well before Christmas when he left the lineup with a shoulder injury. So Cole back in the lineup now. And he is facing Kane Owens, and takedown for Kane Owens of Aiken. So it's 12-0 Pioneers with the lead as we are at 120 right now. The big question is, what does Cole have in the gas tank here after being such a long layoff here? Kane Owens, there's a switch try, and it's going to be a clasp call on Kane Owens here, and that's going to put Brousen on the board at 2-1, and they will restart in the middle. 1:15 to go. Flyers up on Bertha Hewitt-Verndale, 21-0. There's a roll try by Cole. He's reaching for that Granby, reaches back for the head, sitting back now up on his feet, broken back down by Owens. Now he's closer to getting that Granby locked up. He's got that leg. Got to reach up for behind the head, Cole. Driving forward. There's the head. There's the head. Pop your own head, Cole. This is getting better. There's a reversal and back points for Cole Brousen. Brousen trying to stack him up now. He switches. He's got a good cradle on. Brousen with 45 seconds left. Trying to pin Kane Owens here. Getting tighter here. Referee's looking. Cole Brousen looking again. There's the pin. Welcome back, Cole Brousen. Cole Brousen with 36 seconds left.
For the Pioneers, Cole Brousen.
And the Pioneers have rattled off three straight pins to start the duel with Aiken.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Brandon Ortman ranked ninth at 126. Bryce Hogley out there for the Gobblers. 18-0. Quick takedown here for Ortman. He's got, and they're off the mat. Bryce Hogley, a junior for the Gobblers. Pins from Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, and Cole Brousen. 18-0 start for the Pioneers. Restart after going out of bounds. That took 20 seconds off the first period. Brousen, what a comeback for Cole in his first match since well before Christmas. Now Ortman coming around, still in control. Deep in on the waist is Brandon Ortman. Ortman, there's an escape for Hogley. And we got blood time now as it looked like Brandon got dinged in the nose. So it's 2-1 on the blood time stoppage here. As the Pioneers and Aiken go head-to-head here for the first of two times, if not probably three times this year. Pretty good chance that these two teams will meet in the Section 7A tournament at some point. What round? The seedings will determine that. But you look at it, Aiken, both these teams have beaten Holdingford. Piers has beaten Black Duck, Castlake, Bina. Castlake, Bina, Black Duck has beaten Aiken. Piers has beaten Royalton, Uppsala. Aiken has yet to wrestle the Royals. There's a dive in by Hogley. He missed it. Ortman trying to counter that now. 1:15 to go as back to action as Ortman with a 2-1 lead. He got a headlock on. He's got him down to his back, and Ortman trying to make it four straight pins here. Ortman leaning back. Referee looking close with 58 seconds left. Ortman and Hogley down at about the 6 o'clock spot on the mat, if you're thinking of it as the face of a clock, unless you're digital. 48 seconds as Ortman elevates the right arm of Hogley, taking all the leverage away. Ortman close. And there it is, four pins in a row. 126
pounds, winner by pin,
and And the Pioneers lead Aiken 24-0. We'll be back with more after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, here is Aiken's Tyler Bear and the Pioneers, Luke Gertz. Pierce 24, Aiken 0. Fifth match underway. Pioneers, four pins to start this duel. Bear, the favorite here. 132. He's got a takedown early here, so it's 2-0. Luke underneath, Bear. Trying to cradle here, Luke. He's got it locked up. He's going to bring him back. Luke trying to roll, but he's stacked up, and Bear has this one pretty tight. Back points coming, and Bear will try and finish this one off as Luke in trouble and got pinned. There's a pin for Tyler Bear. Five matches, five pins. 24-6. Piers now leads over Aiken. And the 38-pounders are up next. Teague Eichens for the Pioneers. Younger brother of Colton. And the Pioneers, what are we going to do here? Kevin Lemke, the Aiken coach. 2 minutes on the clock. Eichens out on the mat. Gobblers. This Austin Jacob Hogeston.
For the Flyers.
Underway. Teague Eichens.
On mat number two, wrestling for the Pioneers, Teague Eichens. Wrestling for the Gobblers, Jacob Hogeston.
It is Jacob Hogeston, a sophomore. Teague received a forfeit in the match against Bertha Hewitt-Verndale. 24-6 in favor of Piers. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Cole Browsen, Brandon Ortman starting pins tonight. Then a pin for Tyler Bear of the Gobblers. Now it's Hogeston and Eichens. Already almost halfway into this duel. That's what first period pins will do. They'll move things along. Freeze up your Friday night a little bit. Off the mat and back to the middle. Not that I have other plans. Eichens and Hogeston kind of cautiously peering in. Now they hook up, both on their feet. 45 seconds, not a lot of action so far in this one. Unlike the previous five matches, which have really been explosive starts one way or the other. Back to the middle, and the referee says, let's get it going, fellas. He kind of claps his hands, and I believe that is the universal signal for let's see some action in NATO countries. 24-6 Pioneers with the lead over Aiken. There's a shot by Hogeston in at a double, trying to take down and off the mat. No points. Referee waves it off, didn't keep the toes inside the circle.
For the Flyers, Justin Jenks.
Little Falls 39-6 over Bertha Hewitt-Verndale. They're at 160 already. Hand control stall on Eichens. So that's the first ding against Teague Eichens. Choice to Hogeston. He defers. Teague looks over to the bench. And Coach Jensen says, let's go on our feet with this guy. We'll see how that decision pays off. Underway, second period scoreless. They lock up hands briefly, then separate. Eichens pushes forward, takes a little head slap there. And again, they separate. Minute 40 to go in the second. Now Teague grabs the right wrist of Hogeston. Hogeston behind the head of Teague. Teague grabs the elbow. Now he shoots in at Haugesten's leg. Couldn't get a good grip. Now Haugesten shoots. He can't get it. Front headlock try by Teague Eichens near the far edge. Teague Eichens trying to pull him back with that front headlock on. Haugesten outside the circle. Teague inside, and they're out. 1:17 to go. Second period here. Pioneers by 18 right now. 24-6. Nothing but pins so far. Coming up on a minute left in the second. There's the Russian tie as there's another feint of a shot there by Haugesten. Neither one has been able to get in on a good, clean shot yet. Double stall, and that's a point against Teague. That's his second stall, so that's 1-0 now for Haugesten. That's the second stall, and there's a takedown for Haugesten, and it's 3-0. So Teague gets dinged for a stalling point on his second stall call and then gets taken down. And now they're out of bounds. Teague Eichens and Aikens Jacob Haugesten. Again, these two teams meet in Piers on January 29th. Caution on the start, I believe, on Haugesten. Referee instructing him. Now, to his 1 foot up in the air is Teague Eichens. Haugesten with a right leg elevated. Grabs that heel. Breaks Teague back down. Teague trying to whizzer. 20 seconds left. Pushing down on the head. Haugesten still holding on to that right leg of Teague Eichens. Running it around. Now reaches back for the head. Teague, though, counters, able to get out, and another front headlock try. Haugesten can't lock that up. 5 seconds left, and they're both on their feet. Actually, Teague's on his foot. Haugesten's on his feet. Out of time. 24-6 is the team score. 3-0, the individual score. Haugesten leading Teague Eichens right now. Third period about to begin. Flyers continue to dominate Bertha Hewitt-Verndale. 39-6 right now. And caution, and that's on Haugesten. That's his second. Next one's a point. He's in the down position, and there's a clean start. Haugesten trying to free hands as he gets up. Teague, though, deep in on the waist, pulls him back down to the mat, trying to wing that right arm back. Haugesten able to free it, though. Now Haugesten up again. Ushering him to the far side and up and out of the mat is Teague Eichens. 1:44 left. Coach Jensen instructing Teague, and then coach takes a seat again. Restart, broken Haugesten down to the mat. Teague throws the leg in, trying to pull that right arm or the left arm out from underneath Haugesten. 1.5 minutes to go. Drives him forward. Haugesten on his left side now to his feet, and Teague quickly breaks him back down to the mat. 4-0 in favor of Haugesten. And Teague again takes him down. Well, they've got it 4-0. Did they get that? Where did that fourth point come from? And here's going to be a switch coming for Haugesten on the far edge, and it's 6-0. Teague got a stalling point against him. Then he got taken down for 3. And that fourth point came from somewhere, and I'm not sure where, but it's now 6-0. Here's now Haugesten with a good hard cross face in on Teague Eichens. Rolling him over. He's got back points. Haugesten. He's got Teague in some trouble here. 45 seconds left. Referee's closely watching. Teague in trouble. And trying to squirm left to right, right to left, up and down, inside out. 30 seconds left in the third. Eichens back to his belly now. So he does give up the 3. It's 9-0 after the near fall points. but he didn't get pinned. 18 seconds left, and they're going to call a penalty on Haugesten for a too hard of a cross face. So now it's 9-1. If T can get an escape here, he saves a team point. It brings it back down to a decision rather than where it's at right now, which would be a major for Haugesten. He's got 16 seconds. He's up to his feet. Free your hands, Teague. He's almost got it. He's ripping away. He faces and gets the escape with 9 seconds. That's a big move. Teague is going to lose this match. Now he drives in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. But that's a win for Teague Eichens. Teague got the escape to bring it down to a 9-2 decision. So you save your team a point by doing that. It's now 24-9 Pioneers as Jalen Jansen checks in. So back-to-back wins now for Aiken. Pin for Tyler Bear. Decision, Jacob Haugesten. And Aiken counters with Dan Nordine. Pierce 24, Aiken 9. Jansen and Nordine are underway. Nordine taller than Jalen by a good 6 inches. Jalen shoots in on the leg, couldn't quite get to him, and that height plays a factor right away as Nordine's able to extend back and not allow Jansen to reach. So 15 seconds in, they restart. Now Nordine tries to shoot. He hooks that up, and that's where his arm length paid off. He was able to get to Jalen. Drives forward, takedown for two. Now Jalen switches, reverse, 2-2, and they scramble off the mat. So 2-2, 30 seconds in. Restart coming with Jansen on top. Standing is Nordine, broken back. Throw the leg in, Jalen does. Grabbing for the right wrist underneath Nordine, trying to pull it back. Now he's got a half in. Jansen riding here on Nordine. This is the halfway point of the match. 7 out of the 14 weight classes. 1 minute gone by. 2-2. Nordine, Jansen. Jansen now. As Nordine gets up to his feet, Jalen takes him back down.
Number 1 at 170 pounds, wrestling for the Raiders.
48 seconds left.
For the Flyers, Tristan Wheeler.
Jalen with a reversal here after being taken down. That's how we got to 2-2 in the first. That happened in about a 20-second span of the first period. On his knees now is Dan Nordine of Aiken. Trying to sit now. He's got one knee down. 25 seconds remaining. Pushing down on the hand of Jalen Jansen. Now both wrestlers on their feet. Nordine sinks back down. Pulling back up and getting behind again is Jansen. 12 seconds. Jalen trying to bring him back down to the mat, and there's a stall. You didn't get him down fast enough. You got only so much time to get him back down to the mat, and it's a stall call on Jalen. And he did eventually get him down, but after the stall warning. So keep that in mind. A stalling warning has been issued against Jalen Jansen here. At the end of one, it's 2-2. Dan Nordine of Aiken, Jalen Jansen appears. 39-9, Little Falls over Bertha Hewitt, Verndale at 170. Piers and Little Falls will go at it next. And the referee comes in and caution on Jansen. Sit out attempt Nordine. Keeping waist control is Jalen Jansen. 2-2, early second. Little Falls Community High School tonight. There's a sit-out attempt roll by Nordine. Jansen defending, though. He still has control. Nordine rolls again. Now he's coming out to the back door, and Nordine is, unless Jalen can get back, Nordine's going to come out the better of this. Oh, Jalen did do a nice job. He reestablished control. It looked for a moment like Nordine was going to sneak out the back door and at least get an escape, if not a reverse. 1:15 to go, second period. Jalen Jansen, he might be close to stacking him here. He's trying to just torque him a little bit. Bridging up on his forehead is Nordine. Now Nordine switches. Nordine's going to get one. He got the escape with a minute to go. 3-2, Dan Nordine of Aiken takes the lead. It's his second lead of the match. He had a takedown, then got reversed by Jansen. Now he's back up. Nordine shoots in on the leg. Good single shot. 45 seconds left. Right in front of the Piers bench. Stalemate. Restart coming in the middle. Well, no, they're still going. He signaled stalemate, I thought. But they wrestle on. 28 seconds left. Nordine's still with that leg, but now Jansen's going to get an escape out of this. And now he throws him. He threw him to his back. Does he get a reverse? Referee hasn't signaled anything. He should get an escape. It should be 3-3. How did he not get an escape out of that? Oh, okay. All right. So, caution with 16 seconds. Shot. Oh, Jalen missed a shot, and he almost got caught. Now a trip try by Jansen, and he got thrown for a one count, and now back points. That happened in the last 10 seconds, and that's the period. Ooh, Jalen got thrown at the end. He tried a shot and missed it. And it's now 8-2, Nordine. A five-point move there for Nordine, the takedown and the three. So it goes from 3-2 to 8-2. Piers leading Aiken 24-9. We saw last night that scores can be deceiving. Holdingford was up 27-12 last night. Piers came back to win. That was a 15-point margin. This is a 15-point margin. And that's a penalty point on a caution on Jalen. That's his second caution, and that'll cost him. It's 9-2 now. Here's a Granby try coming from Nordine. He got it. Reversed him for an 11-2 lead. Now he'll try for back points. Oh, he gave up on that. Jansen were able to roll through, so he got the reverse. So 15 seconds into the third, it's now 11-2. So Jansen needs to reverse here and erase that team point again, much like Teague Eichens did in the previous match. Under a minute and a half to go. Piers and Aiken in a key 7A matchup here. Halfway through it. Now Jalen to his knees. Little tilt try by Nordine, and Jansen rolls back to his base. Nordine working the left wrist. 1:05 to go. Jalen Jansen pushes up with his right palm to his knees now. Under a minute left, third period. There's an injury time. A Bertha Hewitt-Verndale kid in some distress down on the mat. So they have stopped that, and it's a young man with looks like a right leg injury. Gets a round of applause and ushered help off the mat. That's not a good sign for him. Here comes Nordine. 30 seconds remaining. Here's a Granby possible coming for Jansen. He hooks that leg. Reach back for the head, Jalen. Jalen's got the leg. He's rolling, and Nordine does a good job. He prevented that. Now he's almost tilting him. If he would just wrench him over a little bit, Jalen on his right side, now he's back to his belly. 10 seconds. It's 12-2, Dan Nordine. And he'll give up the escape at 12-3. And it looks like that'll be the final. A 12-3 win for Dan Nordine. And the Aiken Gobblers have won three straight. It's now Piers 24, Aiken 13.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls Youth Athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. Upcoming events include Fan Appreciation Weekend, February 6th and 7th, featuring the Alexandria Aces, the world's greatest ball handling kids. The Flyer Athletic Booster Club says, go Flyers!
Okay, back to action. It's Lane Gertz and Jake Peterson out there, and Gertz gets a takedown quick, so he's up 2-0 now. 2-0 lead for Lane Gertz. We're at 152. Pioneers lead Aiken 24-13. Four straight pins for Piers and then three straight wins for the Gobblers. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Cole Browse, and Brandon Ortman pins. Then Tyler Bear with an Aiken pin. Jacob Hoggeston, a 9-2 win. And Dan Nordine, a 12-3 major win. That's how we've arrived at 24-13. Gertz, with 1 minute to go in the first, leads 2-0. Here's a cheap tilt try by Lane, and the referee starts the count. He's going to pick up some near fall. Is Lane Gertz. This is Jake Peterson. Gets back to his belly. The near fall haven't been awarded yet, but they're coming. 37 seconds. Gertz now working off to the right hip side of Jake Peterson of Aiken. Piers 24, Aiken 13. 27 seconds left. There's the three near fall. 5-0, Lane Gertz. Gertz again will try that tilt, and he's going to execute it well again and pick up more points. And now they roll out of bounds, stopping the clock. 11 seconds. They gave him two off the cheap tilt. 7-0. Coming up to the end of the first, a good start here for Lane. And it's a clean start. Peterson to one knee, grabbing the ankle is Gertz. 5 seconds, Lane breaks him down, tries that tilt again. Can he pick up a couple of more right before the end? He's going to get no, they wave it off. He got about a count and a half. And so we go to the second, 7-0, Lane Gertz. Beating Jake Peterson of Aiken. I've just been informed by his mom, Denise, that Lane is going to give up spring baseball for the Pioneers and concentrate on wrestling all spring and summer. Wow, that's shocking news coming from the crowd. And that is a false statement on my part. 1:40 to go. Second period, Gertz by 7. Now he gets into a face. Peterson switching. Lane to his feet. Scrambling. Neutral. Lane now will get 2. Takedown. 9-0. Gertz. Now Gertz will go to work. Early second. 24-13. Pioneers lead the Gobblers. Lane trying to free that left arm of Peterson. He pulls him back. He's worked the cheap tilt very well. Here it comes. Nope. Peterson, if he's not aware of that by now, he should be. 55 seconds. Gertz pushes down on the head. Peterson sinks down to the mat again on his belly. 48 seconds left. Gertz with his legs thrown in on Peterson. On the right hip side. Trying to go a half. No, he's trying to pull that left. Now the left hand is free for Peterson. Lane in around the deep waist here. 30 seconds and a stall on Lane Gertz. Not enough activity on top. 24-13 in favor of the Pioneers over the Gobblers. Little Falls 45, Bertha Hewitt-Verndale 15. They're almost done already. They're at 195. Gertz back to live action with 22 seconds left. Big crowd here at Little Falls High School tonight. All four of these programs have tremendous community support of their wrestling programs. Peterson on his knees, driven forward by Gertz. We're down to the final 3 seconds. And there is the end of the period. Lane Gertz with a 9-0 lead after two. Gertz has choice. And Coach Jensen points to the mat, says, let's start in the down position. Nope. They're going to go on their feet. Neutral start. Here's a shot in by Lane. He's got the leg. Drives forward. Get the head out, and you'll get your two. Trying to counter is Peterson. No points yet, but it's coming, and there's the two takedown. Now the crossface in. Minute 40. He hooks the leg. He's got the Turk in. Near full points coming for Lane Gertz. Gertz will try and tighten this up with a minute and a half to go. Not really close to a pin yet. Now it's getting a little more serious here for Gertz. Lane, with a minute 15 to go, has an 11-0 lead with, I believe the near fall points haven't been given yet, so it's 14-0 actual if he doesn't pin him. He's now moving up the chest a little bit. Little more leverage pressure. Peterson trying to roll to his side, does so effectively, but still 55 seconds.
Ethan Orlando. For the Flyers,
still that Turk thrown in here by Lane Gertz. Gertz, he'd love the pin. There's the three, so it's 14-0. Now if he turns him, you're going to get a tech fall or a pin. They got a one count, 35 seconds. See if he goes to the cheap tilt. It looks like he wants to do to finish him off with a tech fall here. 27 seconds. He needs one more point to make it a tech fall. But he's only now down to 20 seconds. And there's the escape. So he needs a takedown now. 14-1. He attacks. Sprawling back is Jake Peterson. 11 seconds left. Peterson has a front headlock in on Gertz. They separate. 5 seconds, one last flurry, and they are out of time. Gertz wins 14-1. Gertz wins a major 14-1, and the Pioneers take a 28-13 lead.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me Dave Fisher a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Here's a good one. Colton Eichens and Noah Landris. Pierce 28, Aiken 13. Landris beat Justin Jenks of Little Falls, both ranked kids earlier tonight. And now Landris gets number one ranked Colton Eichens. Eichens had a battle. He defeated fifth ranked Ethan Kimber 14-6. And they're off the mat. No points yet. 30 seconds in. Landris and Eichens, and we get a caution on Landris.
And that number one at 285 pounds, winner by pin for the Flyers, Gage Pleckinger.
Now you look at the rankings. Colton is ranked number one at 152. Landris is number 10 at 170. Front headlock in as Landris and Eichens locked up on their knees near the bottom portion of the mat. 105 to go. We get a stalemate out of that situation. Pierce leading Aiken here, 28-13. Colton Eichens, Noah Landris. Two of the big guns for both teams. There's a throw try by Landris, and he'll get two. Landris gets the takedown. Now, Colton got taken down by Kimber early in the Bertha Hewitt match, rallied for the major, but again, for the second straight match, Colton gives up the opening points. 2-0 now, 40 seconds remaining. Now going to work is Noah Landris. Landris, Colton looking for a Granby out of this. Landers pushing down on the head. Colton trying to free. Colton coming back with that Granby. It's about 25% of the way there. Colton out. Still near the bottom part of the mat. He'll get an escape, and it's 2-1 as they go off the mat. Eichens and Landris in a good one. The Flyers have beaten Bertha Hewitt-Verndale 57-21. That one's over already. So it's now the waiting game for those two squads. Eichens puts his head briefly on the head of Noah Landris, and they both back away. 10 seconds left, 2-1, Landris over Eichens. Colton looking in. Landris shoots. Didn't get to Colton's legs, and time runs out. 2-1 after one. Noah Landris leading Colton Eichens. And Green's choice down. Starting in the down position will be Noah Landris of the Aitken Gobblers. And here's the start of period two. Landris, a junior for the Gobblers. Eichens, a junior for Piers. And here's the Turk try by Colton Eichens. Gets the leg in. Now he goes to work on the crossface portion of the hold. He's got, almost had him. Now he's got the leg switching around as Landris. Still a scramble over there. Eichens and Landris. Colton reaches up underneath. He still has that leg of Landris hooked up. Now underneath for the crossface, but Landris not giving it up. Minute 20 to go. Second period. 2-1 lead for Aiken's Noah Landris over undefeated number one, Colton Eichens. Now Colton gives up on that Turk try, switches. 1:05 to go. Colton Eichens has the left arm of Landris. Landris doing a nice job here. Here comes Colton pulling that arm back in that Turek. And back to his base is Noah Landris of the Gobblers. Now a half Nelson in for Colton Eichens. 40 seconds left. All eyes in the building on mat number two. And we stop it for potentially dangerous as Landris was getting cranked on his shoulder a little bit. Hops up. And we have some blood time here for Landris. It stops the action with 36 seconds left. Eichens and Landris, marquee matchup here. Piers leading Aiken 28-13. Coach Jensen over there having words of instruction with Colton. Coach Lampke for Aiken likewise. Now they cut blood time. And Landris heads back onto the mat. Here is the restart. And what do we have? A caution. Eichens complaining about something, or at least asking for a clarification from the referee. But they are going to call a caution on Colton. Now the start underway. 33 seconds remains. Here's a switch coming for Landris. Scramble. Colton still in control, though. He had the legs controlled, so Landris never could. And there's a headlock try by Colton. Here's a scramble, and boy, what a flurry there between Landris and Eichens. 14 seconds left, and now Landris back underneath. We're going to go to the third here, it looks like. 1 second, and time is out. 2-1, Noah Landris with the lead. Down position is Colton Eichens, so he can tie it with an escape here. Landris, Eichens now coming, grabbing the wrist. Colton bridging up. He's down by a point in the third. He's got the leg of Landris. 1.5 to go. 2-1 lead for Noah Landris with 1:25 left. Colton Eichens has not been in this position too often this year. He went to overtime against Brad Kroll of Royalton, Uppsala earlier, winning that match. 1:07 to go. And there's a reverse. Colton gets a reverse with 1:04 left. He's now in front, 3-2. Eichens reverses Landris. 54 seconds left. 3-2 lead for Colton Eichens over Noah Landris of Aiken. Landris trying to switch. And a one count for Eichens as he got the back exposed for one count. Back to his belly is Landris. Cross face for Eichens. 33 seconds remaining. A 3-2 lead for Colton Eichens over Noah Landris. 22 seconds remaining for Eichens. An escape ties it, a reverse wins it for Landris. Eichens riding. He pulls a cross face over, got another one count. 10 seconds. Landris. Eichens with 6-4. Eichens stacking, rolling, tumbling, and it's over. Eichens wins 3-2. A third period reverse.
3-2 decision for the Pioneers, Colton Eichens.
And a big scare for the number one ranked Colton Eichens, but he survives against 10th ranked Noah Landris. 3-2 using a late third period reverse.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time of being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2015. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your holiday will be a joyous one. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at Radio Shack.
Brett Kapsner, Chris Jackson is the next matchup here as we move on to 170-pounders here. Piers now leading Aiken 31-13. And we are early, 19 seconds in, and another caution. We've had several of those now on the Pioneers in this match. Jackson for Aiken. Piers leading by 18. Piers does have an open weight coming up yet, so he can. Those 6 points are in Aiken's back pocket yet. They hook up near the edge. 1 foot out is Jackson. Now they're both back inside. Now back out by 1 foot. Both wrestlers step out. No points. 45 seconds into the match. Restart. Both wrestlers on their feet. Hooking up. Right arm behind the head of Jackson. Jackson likewise countering Kapsner. Brett pushing forward on Jackson. Jackson shucks him. Re-engaging, 55 seconds remaining. Chris Jackson and Brett Kapsner in another good one. Now Kapsner down to his knees, sprawling back is Jackson. Brett reaching for the leg, he hooks it and trying to pull him back on now. Jackson trying to counter and whizzer right in front of the bench. There's a takedown. Takedown awarded to Kapsner right inside the circle, and then they were blown out of bounds. So Brett will score first, 2-0 with 33 seconds remaining. Brett Kapsner and Chris Jackson. Brett ranked number 5 at 170. We just saw Noah Landris of Aiken. He's ranked 10th at 170, but he was wrestling at 160 tonight. Nations beat him 3-2 with a late reverse. 9 seconds remaining. Kapsner now riding, chopping at the right elbow, breaking him down, and 2 seconds trying to run it around, but he's going to run out of time. 2-0 Kapsner after one. So a takedown near the outer edge of the circle on about the 3 o'clock side of the mat. Aiken does have a big gun coming up yet. Alan Bass, their 220 pounder, is ranked 10th. He will see Austin Gall if the matchup works out. And now we start. Switching is Kapsner. Jackson counters to keep him underneath. 2-0 lead, Brett Kapsner of the Pioneers. Brett, earlier in tonight's action, pinned Austin Ortiz of Bertha Hewitt-Verndale as the Pioneers beat the Raiders 62-15. Aiken defeated Little Falls 39-29. Little Falls has beaten Bertha Hewitt-Verndale 57-21 about 20 minutes ago. Now hooking the leg is Kapsner. He's going to try and make something out of this. 1:20 to go in the second, but applying pressure on his back is Jackson now. Brett again reaching back for that leg. Brett with a 2-0 lead. Now they're facing each other. Kapsner to his feet gets an escape. 3-0 for Brett Kapsner. Brett Kapsner with a 3-point lead now. As we move under a minute, second period here at Little Falls Community High School. Pressing forward is Brett Kapsner. And off the mat. A reminder, not on the original schedule, the Pioneers have a makeup match Monday. That's the match with Mille Lacs and Malacca. That'll be taking place Monday at Piers. That was originally scheduled for December 19th. They will make that up Monday at Piers starting at 5 o'clock. It's a double duel, not a try. Mille Lacs and Malacca will not wrestle each other. Piers will wrestle Mille Lacs first at 5. Then about 10 to 15 minutes later, they'll go against Malacca. 31-13, Piers over Aiken. 20 seconds left in the second period for Brett Kapsner. He's up 3-0 on Chris Jackson of Aiken. Late second now. Jackson to his feet. Brett controlling the right arm, yanks him down. They separate. Now they re-engage with 3 seconds, and that'll be the end of the second period. And Brett Kapsner leads Chris Jackson of Aiken 3-0. This is 170. So we will see Matt Kummet up next for the Pioneers. Kapsner goes to work. Working left hip. Bumping him forward. Still now double underhook. Trying to tilt him, but Jackson has nothing to do with that. Breaks down, back down to the mat. 1:35 to go. Far edge of the mat, chopping at the right elbow, and they go off, and I think they got, did they get Jackson for stalling there? I believe so. 1:26 to go. Kapsner up 3-0 on Jackson. Brett in on the waist, hooks the leg. See if he reaches up for that cross face now. Goes for the right wrist, trying to pull that back. Jackson extends it out in front of him. Now Brett's got it. Pulls it back under Jackson's chin. Elevates the leg. Jackson trying to free that right hand. Does so. Minute to go. Caps are now. Still a lot of rides. And there's a stall underneath on Jackson. With 51 seconds left. Kapsner leading 3-0. Jackson, his upper torso is outside the circle. And the referee says, let's restart in the middle. 41 seconds remain. Kummet goes on the attack. Kummet, I should say Kapsner, goes on the attack. Picks that ankle up, drives forward. Final 30 seconds. Driving, wrist control, Kapsner. 3-0, 20 seconds to go. Brett trying to make it three straight wins for the Pioneers here. Gertz 14-1, Eichens 3-2. And 8 seconds from now, you can add Brett Kapsner to the win list. 3 seconds, and Kapsner will win this one 3-zip over Chris Jackson of Aiken.
Winner by a 3-0.
3-0, Kapsner. And the Pioneers take a 34-13 lead on Aiken.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher. Starting my 5th year with RE/MAX Central, I have experience in buying and selling residential homes, lakeshore and lake homes, and commercial property. Let me, Dave Fisher, help you with your real estate needs. You can reach me at 320-232-7771. And remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365.
Matt Cummins out on the mat for the Pioneers. Jonah Perrine for the Gobblers just underway. Pierce 34, Aiken 13. We've got a neutral situation. Both wrestlers kind of locked up on the mat. Now Cummins will get the two as he got himself in scoring position. And he's got the legs of Perrine hooked, trying to turn this with a cross face. A minute to go in the first period. A 2-0 lead now for Matt Cummins. Now Perrine sitting on his left hip. Matt reaches for the crossface again. Pulls the right arm back. Throws a hard crossface in. We've seen this referee already ding one wrestler for a too hard of a crossface. And they're out of bounds. 2-0 lead for Matt Cummins. 1:18 into the second period. Pierce 34, Aiken 13. Sit out try by Perrine. Cummins keeps control with his hands around the waist. That will be a 6 o'clock start on Monday. The makeup, I misspoke. 6 o'clock, not 5 o'clock. Piers Mille Lacs and then Piers Mille Lacs. 6 o'clock at the MAC. 20 seconds to go. Cummins wrenches that left arm back, almost had it in a wing. Now Perrine gets up but did not get away, did not get an escape. As Matt able to hold on to the leg, 7 seconds. See if the referee will let this ride out or if he's going to call a stalemate. Now trip down. We're going to go to the end of the period. So Cummins never gave up control, and it's 2-0, Matt Cummins after a period. Pierce 34, Aiken 13. So Cummins will ride to start period two. Slaps him down to the mat. Working on the hip. Right side. Jumping across. Perrine reaching for Matt's right wrist. Right now it's a 21-point margin. A Cummins win here seals the duel for the Pioneers. Matt up 2-0, minute 35. Pioneer girls basketball team is at home tonight taking on Eden Valley Watkins. Conference leaders are in town. Pioneer boys won last night at Holdingford, coming back from a 4-point deficit at half to win by 9 at Holdingford, 59-50. Flyer boys took Albany to overtime last night before dropping one to the Huskies. That was a good one. Cummins still in control. Pierce beat Little Falls in boys hoops Tuesday by 4, 56-52. Cummins. Boy, Perrine not doing a whole lot underneath, but Cummins not allowing him to do much either. 57 seconds. 2-0 lead, Matt Cummins. Now he switches tactics a little bit, jumps off to the left side. At Perrine. Just belly to the mat, and there's the stall underneath. It was coming down the tracks. You could see it. 35 seconds remaining. Second period coming up. 2-0. Between duels, we'll chat with Kyle Gertz about the Minnesota Wild goaltending woes. 23 seconds left. Perrine to his knees now. This whole time, Matt has had the leg controlled, so Perrine not able to get anything going with his lower half. And twirled off the mat by Matt Cummins. 2-0, 11 seconds left, second period. And the restart is clean. Driving forward, Cummins steps across. Cross face thrown in. Can he get some near fall at the end? Neutral says the ref, he's not going to have time. It was close, but not enough. Good attempt right at the end of the period. And at the end of two, Matt Cummins has a 2-0 lead on Jonah Perrine of the Aiken Gobblers. Drive forward by Perrine, who is now in the riding position after spending the last 2 minutes on his belly. Here comes Cummins to his knees. Perrine, here's Cummins reaching back for the leg. 1:40 to go. Cummins 2, Perrine 0. Cummins reaches back for the head. Doesn't get it. Perrine kind of pulled his head back a little bit. Matt now bridging up on his forehead and knees. Perrine grabbing for the right wrist of Cummins. Cummins sucks it into his belly. Now he rolls. Matt almost rolled and got at least an escape, but Perrine just kind of laid down right on his rib cage and stopped the momentum. Now Matt coming around. Matt switching. Matt switching. Granby's got the leg. He's got the Granby. He's got the reverse. Will he get back points? No back points, but he got two. It's 4-0 Cummins with under a minute to go. Now a crossface from down low by Perrine, and Matt able to counter that, reestablish control, and Perrine back in a familiar position in this match on his belly. 45 seconds left. Cummins up 4-0. This would seal the duel for the Pioneers. Pioneers lead it 34-13. They started with four consecutive pins. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Cole Brousen in his first match back in over a month and a half with a pin. 20 seconds remaining, barring a five-point move, which almost happened. Oh, boy, Perrine almost switched. Matt for a moment almost got reversed, but he got back in control. 9 seconds left. Matt Cummins will win this one, and Pierce will clinch the duel with Aiken. Final 4-0. 37-13 Pioneers with three matches to go.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time of being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2015. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your holiday will be a joyous one. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at Radio Shack.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Back to Little Falls. Pierce uses their forfeit at 195. So Teddy Daler is out there at 220. And Alan Bast gets the credit for the forfeit. That makes it 37-19. Daler gets two on the takedown. Kyle Lynn wrestling. .120 to go, first period. Daler up quickly, 2-0. Is Kyle related to Jake? Brothers? Okay. Jake pitched the helped pitch the Gobblers to the state baseball tournament last spring. And drafted in Victory League region play out of Cuyuna Range. Good young pitcher. I think he was just a junior. He's a senior this year, I think, isn't he? 55 seconds left. This is Kyle Lynn. He gets a reverse on Daler, and it's 2-2. So Piers up 37-19. Lynn snaps Teddy down to the mat. Reestablishes control behind. Teddy on his knees. Coming up, Daler gets brought back down to the mat by Lynn. Piers 37, Aiken 19. 23 seconds left, first period for Daler. Piers and Little Falls will go at it next. And that, I would, looking at the clock, be a little bit after 8 o'clock, I would guess. We're pretty much close to being right on time here tonight at Little Falls. 10 seconds remaining. Daler underneath, down, tied 2-2 with Kyle Lynn of Aiken. Armbar in by Lynn, running it around now. Less than a second and time is out. 2-2 after one, Daler and Lynn. Choice for Teddy, defers. Lynn chooses down. Quick stand-up attempt by Lynn is denied by Daler. Again, Daler last night against Holdingford lost 7-1 to second-ranked Nathan Brinker, but he kept it to a three-point decision. There's a reverse. No, they waved off back points, but Lynn gets two. He's up 4-2 now. And now he throws a wing in on Teddy's left arm. So a big strategy win last night for Daler. Not an individual win, but by holding Brinker to just 3 points. That was a big one. I'm sure the Huskers were counting on at least a bonus point or two, or not three. Is now Daler on a switch, and it's 4-4. 4-4, a minute five. Piers and Aiken. Crossface in by Teddy. He's got the legs hooked in. Now Lynn tries to sit back in, but he was out of bounds, and so does Daler go across the line. So the whistle stops the action. Piers has led from the start. Here's Lynn scrambling away, and he will get away. 5-4 Lynn on the escape. 42 seconds left. Second period here in Little Falls tonight. They're on their feet. There's a little sucker drag try by Teddy, and he got in on the leg of Lynn. Can he finish the move? He elevates the leg. He's got to get him down now. Tries to trip. Throws a whizzer in, does Lynn. 17 seconds. Now he's going to get the two. There's the takedown. And with 12 seconds left, Daler takes a 6-5 lead. Lynn stands up, but they're out of bounds. 3.5 seconds remain for Daler and Lynn in the second. Teddy's up 6-5. This has been a good match. Start roll attempt by Lynn. Kicks away at Teddy. He almost caught Teddy with a size 12 to the jaw. But no point as the period ends. 6-5 Daler after two. Third period begins. Daler quick sit out switch for two. That was explosive. And it's now 8-5 Daler. The Pioneers will face Little Falls coming up. They're going to win this one with Aiken. They defeated Bertha Hewitt. They'll try for the sweep against the Flyers. Here's the half, and he gave up on that after a brief attempt. 1.5 minutes left for Teddy Daler. There are JV matches going on. on the third mat, positioned over across the way. So guys getting some work tonight on the younger levels. Daler still riding here, down to a minute 12 left. Third period for Daler and Lynn. One of the more competitive matches back and forth here in this one. Lynn to his feet. Now he's getting turned. He's almost turned. Daler, is he going to get some points? Neutral, says the ref. 54 seconds. Daler, oh, they stopped it for dangerous. Potentially dangerous. Halts the action. Teddy was close. Lynn flexing that right shoulder. That was being cranked on, and the reason it got stopped. 52 seconds as we start. Lynn tries to roll. Teddy doesn't let him go. 42 seconds left. Teddy grabs the ankle, picks it up, pins it against the backside of Lynn. Now bottoms him to the mat. 30 seconds left. Sit, try. Here comes Lynn around. He'll get one. Teddy Daler switching. And did he ever give up control? They gave up the one escape. So it's 8-6 Daler with 22 and a half seconds left. Lynn needs a takedown to tie, and he knows it. He's going after Teddy. Teddy with those long legs able to step away. 13 seconds and counting. Daler up 8-6. They lock up. There's another try by Lynn. Daler, there's Lynn. Lynn's in. Does he get the takedown? No! With 3/10 of a second, Lynn almost had Daler, and there's the end of the match. That was so close for Kyle Lynn. Piers now up 40-19.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. Upcoming events include Fan Appreciation Weekend, February 6th and 7th, featuring the Alexandria Aces, the world's greatest ball handling kids. The Flyer Athletic Booster Club says, go Flyer!
And as we come back, Austin Gall has won it with a pin. With 58 seconds gone by, and the Pioneers finish what they started. A pin ends this one, and the Pioneers beat Aiken 46-19 is the final. We caught the very last half second as we came back. Gall caught him in a headlock, took him to his back.
The evening will begin at 8 o'clock.
We will start at 8 o'clock, the announcement comes. So we'll take one break, run through the quick score updates, then get ready for Piers Little Falls on You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
So Piers defeats Aiken tonight, 46-19. And the Pioneers started explosively. Four consecutive pins out of the chute. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Cole Brousen, and Brandon Ortman made it 24-0 four matches in. Then Tyler Bear, a pin over Luke Gertz, made it 24-6. Jacob Hogeston earned a 9-2 win over Teague Eichens to make it 24-9. Dan Nordin, a major over Jalen Jansen, 12-3. That made it 24-13. That's as close as Aiken would get. As then Lane Gertz, a 14-1 win. Colton Eichens, an excellent 3-2 win over Noah Landris with his third period reverse. Brett Kapsner, 3-0 over Chris Jackson. Matt Kummet, 4-0 over Jonah Perrine. So you'll look at the final score of 46-19, but those three matches were really, really close. Alan Bass received a forfeit, and that made it 37-19. Teddy Daler with an 8-6 win, and Austin Gall with a pin to make it 46-19. That's the final. Piers and Little Falls are coming up next.